We have some questions. We have quite a few. So we're going to go through these questions. Some of them, I'm sure, are pretty basic to some of you, maybe not, but I think we have a good round of questions for you. So the first one was turned in. This is all about co-guardians. So it says joint co-guardians, husband and wife, can they act autonomously? The bank won't act unless both parties are always present, and they cannot find a code section that says or discusses this subject. So if anybody would like to answer that question.
I'm the one who marked out co and put in joint. If you look at the statute, co-guardians, by definition, are people who are appointed by some other state. If we have two people serving as guardians, the estates code refers to them as joint guardians. That doesn't answer the question, but that's a pet peeve of mine. What I would suggest to you, if you have this situation, is ask the judge if you can submit an amended order that makes it clear that they can act independently of each other. I wouldn't say autonomously, but because it's got to be something that they have power to do. But in the forms that I use, and I have joint guardians, I try to specify that each may act independently. If it's something where an independent executor could not act independently, i.e. selling real estate, they're going to have to get an application in order anyway in a guardianship. But if they're managing property, if they're dealing with the bank, the order just needs to be made clear because the statute's not.
I'm not sure I'd ever appoint joint guardians of the estate. Of the person, yes.